Everybody gets a 5-pack today for that price. That is a special birthday price. It's normally $19.95. We've got all the colors.
Hey, what else but sound from the Home Shopping Network, which has announced a $2.1 billion merger with its competitor, QVC. Lindsay Rupp is with Bloomberg News. She joins us on the line by Skype. And Lindsay, I admit I'm a little surprised that TV shopping networks are still such big business.
Absolutely. They're actually still quite big. And this merger is going to make them a huge player in the digital commerce space as well, particularly mobile, which is a huge platform for their shoppers.
Let's talk about how big they're going to get. After the merger, it would be the third largest e-commerce company in North America after Amazon and Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Although QVC CEO told me yesterday they're not trying to compete head-to-head with either of those players. Of course, everyone's competing against Amazon and Walmart. But, you know, a lot of customers may still watch QVC or watch HSN, but they're probably watching that content on their phones or on their computers more so than they're necessarily sitting down and tuning into those channels. So while this deal will allow them to negotiate better rates with pay TV distributors, it's also going to give them a way to cut costs and really develop innovative platforms online.
So is it safe to say that these two companies have realized that the world was changing a long time ago, that people are cutting their cable subscriptions? We watch TV in a very different way than we used to.
Yeah, these companies are actually at a crossroads of two rapidly changing industries, right? There's a seismic shift happening in the way we consume media, but there's also an incredible change in the way we shop. So you're not going into malls the way you used to. You're shopping more online and more on your phone or on your tablet. You're also not sitting down to watch programmed TV. You're consuming media on the go. So these companies kind of saw the future coming and decided, if we really want to get ahead of it, let's just join forces and do it together.
Not only that, the retail industry in general is hurting. We've seen big brands having troubles lately. So how do they navigate that?
For them, it's all about curation and really explaining these products. So they think that they have an advantage in that. They have an opportunity to really talk to their customers about the products that they're trying to buy and make sure that they see how all these different products fit together in something like wellness as a lifestyle. You know, you're not just buying athletic clothing from them. You can buy a Fitbit. You can buy a cool new blender. They want to, you know, sort of help you see how a suite of products can work together. You know, they're trying to be innovative in the way that they're bringing products to their consumers. But right now it's all about having the best exclusive products and trying to get as much loyalty out of your customer as you can at a time when everyone's competing on price.
Bloomberg retail reporter Lindsay Rupp, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.